Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Bay Area. Scott, thanks for being on with us. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Awesome. We're doing great here in Denver. This is fantastic, we think. Either way, it's fantastic. We do have a specific question for you, though. Did Antonio Brown apologize directly to Mike Mayock?
I don't know. And I don't think that we will know. I know he apologized in a team meeting. I talked to a couple of the players that were in the room then. They said that it was emotional. It was heartfelt. It was candid. And it helped kind of carry things forward for these players, but I don't know if he spoke to Mike Mayock specifically. He had an opportunity to do it publicly, and I don't know if you guys have seen that video, but that didn't come off very well. It was 5 seconds of, hey, I'm sorry, enough talk, let's go play. And that was it. And ultimately, what happened today is Antonio Brown didn't get suspended, and more importantly, if he's going to play Monday, as John Gruden said he would, he locked in $14.625 million. They would have had a case to take all that away if he were suspended and given his conduct throughout the course of the summer. But if he plays that first game, it's all coming to him.
And Mike Mayock is the guy that's giving him that money. Where does this leave Mike Mayock with the organization?
Yeah, I think it can't feel good if you're him right now, because basically, the way that I wrote it in my column for NBCSportsBayArea.com is I sort of said that, you know, regardless of whether this is obviously John Gruden's team and John Gruden is in charge of everything, personnel, football, all things Raiders, John Gruden is in charge. But Mike Mayock still holds a high rank in this organization, and soldiers always salute their general. And as I see it, the Raiders are letting insubordination stand.
Yeah.
And I think that is a surprising thing.
Is it?
But it's a surprising thing as society would view it.
Oh,
right?
Society,
as
not the Raiders.
Acceptable workplace behavior.
Right, right.
But I would say this, is that, and it's always a bottom line business. I think it goes to prove one thing, is that the reported superstar treatment that Antonio Brown was given in Pittsburgh has traveled out to the West Coast.
How many practices has Antonio Brown actually been through throughout training camp and all?
Throughout training camp, in training camp proper, he was involved in 1, 2, 2.5. And then since then, I want to say 7,
okay.
I guess. But he's missed time, obviously, with his frostbitten feet. He's missed time because he got angry because the NFL failed his helmet and a safety test. And then he was told to stay away yesterday. So for 3 different reasons, it's kind of come across, you know, and it happened out there on a football field. And I know that he denied, I guess he denied very specific things in a conversation with ESPN today, that he didn't use the word cracker, that he didn't say that, and that there wasn't a scuffle. That is correct. But it was a significant verbal altercation where some words that I would get, that your station would get fined if I said them, that those words were exchanged.
Right.
It was heated. Antonio did have to be held back. There was a threat of physical violence, if you want to get technical, per my sources, which I stand by. It was a messy situation. So, yeah, I mean, ultimately, Antonio Brown may come off having solidified his $14 million, having been given the chance to play, helping the team possibly beat the Broncos, and Mike Mayock, out of everybody, really takes the L across the board, and I think maybe that's unfortunate because his job was bad cop. His job was, as John Gruden supported him at every stage, his job was to ask Antonio Brown back on August 18th, are you all in or are you all out? We can't have you missing practice because you're frustrated. Yeah. And then he's the one who's got to fine Antonio Brown for 2 unexcused absences, the second of which occurred in a walkthrough before the Packers game. I haven't heard the reason why he wasn't at that. right? But so you have those things. That's Mike Mayock's job to enforce those fines and to say, do it again, and we're going to fine you again, right? Mm-hmm. So Mike Mayock didn't invite Antonio Brown to post it on social media. He didn't initiate this conversation, yet he's the one kind of standing back there with, again, insubordination being let stand.
Where, just on the August 22nd incident up there in Winnipeg, he missed a walkthrough. Was the walkthrough, like, literally, like, in their hotel? Like, where he would just have to come down into the lobby or something, or a conference room?
My least favorite thing to say as a beat reporter is, I don't know. And honestly, it's been an overwhelming amount of information, and that's one thing that I haven't looked super closely into about whether, like what you were saying, it's just something in, like, a hotel ballroom.
Yeah.
Because he was on the field in Winnipeg when they were out there, but that's not what they were referring to. So it must be something like what you're talking about.
Well, right. I just wanted to clarify the degree of his insubordination. I mean, when you literally just have to take an elevator down to right. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Like, that is so absurd. It's absurd, period. Real quick. Mark. All right. I'll get there. Mark Davis, what is his involvement with all this?
You know, he has been okay with whatever his football people wanted to do. And John Gruden and Mike Mayock, they were mulling a suspension. And I don't think it's any coincidence, right, that word got out on that pretty fast, right, to the Schefters and Rappaports of the world and to guys like me who are on the Raiders beat, that was put out there, that they were considering it, right? But that is, if we can kind of do some, not necessarily speculation, but we can apply some logic to this. When you start saying, all right, you know, this guy is yelling at a general manager, how can we get him back in the fold? How can we try to get this thing right? Well, in essence, threaten putting it out there that we're willing to take every dime of guaranteed money and every dime in his 3-year, $50 million contract extension, and maybe that speaks, and maybe that will help get our best player back in line. Now, this is just me talking here. This isn't saying per source. I'm not saying that the Raiders use this as a ruse or a threat. I'm just trying to present a full three-dimensional picture to you guys and your listeners about everything that's going on and what is, a layered situation as they try to get to the regular season with their best player. Something they didn't do last year when they had a Hall of Fame talent rushing the passer and traded him to Chicago on the eve of the regular season.
With his apology, is he all good with his teammates? Like, they've accepted him back?
Yeah, I can't speak for every teammate. I can only speak to the ones that I talked to, and Garrett Carr went on the record with me a bit today, and he said that there was some back and forth, that there was some dialogue. I don't know exactly what that dialogue was, but there was some back and forth, and that from what Derek told me, is that they came out of that meeting ready to move forward. And I think that this team has had Hard Knocks cameras in their face since July 26th, all the way through Monday. And boy, is HBO and NFL Films probably super bummed they left a couple days before all this. But they've been under this type of scrutiny, right? And they've, the frostbitten feet and the helmet and all these types of things that didn't really focus on what is, in my opinion, a fascinating team full of young character guys and veterans on a redemption tour that, frankly, like Richie Incognito and Vontaze Burfict, yeah, are doing a great job of it. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Yeah. And I have all these ideas in my notebook. I haven't written any of them. That I'm trading about Antonio Brown all the time. So I think that these guys want to put all that to rest and get back to the business of what they're doing with the best ability to do that. With Khalil Mack last year, when Khalil Mack wasn't involved in training camp at all, right? He was holding out for a better contract that the Raiders didn't want to pay. But they always sort of thought he was coming. They thought the cavalry was coming. And then when it wasn't, you're like, oh, just a punch to the gut, right? So that was their feeling going into game one. Now they have Antonio Brown. Yeah, it's a messy situation, but he's back, right? And I'm sure in the first quarter, he's going to do what Antonio Brown does and take a slant across the middle and a 5-yard pass turns into a 75-yard gain, and that's going to be the energy that they were lacking last year, they were starved for last year, and might finally get, because the best player they have is going to be on the field.
Scott, do you do predictions or not?
I'm fired up now.
Yeah, you are.
I know. I love it. Do you do predictions or
why
not?
Why the heck not? For the game or for the season?
For the game.
For the game. I think it's going to be interesting. And, the preseason now is essentially the first half of week one.
Yeah.
When they kind of feel each other out. I'm a big proponent of how Vic Fangio orchestrates a defense. I'm a big fan of how John Gruden orchestrates an offense. And I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to come down to the wire. But that jolt that I was talking about with Antonio Brown being back, I think that's going to be enough to push them forward, have them win a squeaker.
Give me a score.
28-24. Okay. The Raiders can score, man. That's for sure.
Now, we don't know if we don't know if anybody in the NFL can score after last night. But Scott, that was awesome insight. We can tell you're frustrated on many different levels, but it's cool. It's awesome. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, Scott Baer from NBC Sports Bay Area.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.